Some folks in my hometown of Richland, Michigan, worry about urban sprawl. It's not that they mind the increased commerce and higher tax base, which come with more people and more development. They just hate having lost the quaint small-town atmosphere that once was a village. They should have thought about that years ago, back when they began to welcome the houses, apartments, businesses, and industries that now surround the one-time farm community. These days, cars and trucks crawl around the shady village square like ants on molasses. They fill parking lots, clog roadways, and snake out in all directions across a cluttered landscape. And people are everywhere, crowding local schools and forcing higher taxes on us all. It's a problem faced by cities and villages throughout the Great Lakes region and beyond. From Buffalo to Chicago and Cleveland to Mackinac City, sprawl is increasing air and water pollution, devouring forests and wetlands, and saddling communities with the social and economic costs of unplanned growth. Many people in Richland seem to think they can stop this hungry monster with feeble efforts to preserve local heritage. They've had the village designated a historic district and are refusing to let the streets be widened to accommodate the thickening traffic. But I think it's too little too late. We shouldn't have allowed it to get this way in the first place. Even now, little is being done to stop the runaway development that hugs the outskirts of the village, turning it into what writer James Howard Kunstler calls the geography of nowhere. Still, I find myself hoping there's a way out of this mess. Some claim there is if we have the wisdom and will to correct our mistakes. Urban, suburban, and rural communities should try to manage growth and sprawl with what the Sierra Club calls smart growth solutions. These include setting boundaries for urban growth, preserving farmland and green space, and building neighborhoods that are easy on pedestrians. We need better transportation choices, too, such as bike paths, commuter trains, and buses. And we should do away with government programs and tax policies that help create sprawl. More importantly, we should insist that decaying urban areas be revitalized before new development is allowed on open rural land. People move away from the cities because they're looking, in part, for better schools, safer streets, and cleaner air. They also want a sense of community and a connection to nature. If we could address these issues in existing urban areas, there might not be a need or a desire for so many people to flee to places like Richland. The answer lies in making all communities user-friendly and livable, regardless of their size. That way, everyone could enjoy the benefits of a healthy environment, and we wouldn't have to destroy our farmland, forests, and rural villages in the name of modern homesteading.